And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, May 4th, and we are here to take the mystery out of your financial life. We do that by answering your financial questions. And maybe it's not like a specific question. Maybe it's sort of a general question, or maybe it's a fear-based question and you want to know how to get over the fear that you're feeling about something. Or maybe you want to stop yourself from being really greedy. Those are your emotions in the world of finance. It's fear and greed. That's about it. If any of those things apply to you, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, tell us what's on your mind. And at the bottom of the form, there's a little box that says, would you be willing to come on the program? And if you are willing, then Mark will do the rest. Today, we're talking to Scott. He is from Bellevue, Washington, Washington State, that is. Scott, welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
Thanks, Jill. Good to be here. And it's Washington.
I know. Okay. Washington. That's an old East Coast thing.
That's right.
Okay. Washington State. So already we know you live in a nice place and it's probably expensive. So what's going on?
Well, I've been working a long time, 30 years, same company. Living below my means, investing, even, you know, taking in roommates. I'm just kind of ready to retire.
All right. Well, how much do you earn right now?
Well, that's come way down. I stepped from outside sales to inside sales. So I took a pretty big pay cut and I'm down about to about 100 grand a year. And then I've got some renters paying me about 1500 a month. And I've got a nice stock portfolio with the interest. I'm trying to build that up so I can just depend on interest.
How old are you?
I'll be 59 very soon.
I just have to assume that you are not partnered because you have renters in your house. Is that right?
Yes and no.
Oh, do tell. Tell me more. This sounds like a good story.
I'm excited. Get into this. Separate.
Oh, you're separated. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's
Maybe sort of reconciling. I'm not quite sure.
I've always liked that, those nice stories. But, you know, nothing wrong with a little time off to review, to consider all of those things.
Yes.
Let's just presume that you could retire right this second. Would you stop with the renters? Would that be like...
No, I don't
okay,
think so.
So that's something we're going to continue. Okay. Yeah. And they're in your home or is it a different dwelling? Got it. Okay, yeah. You must have a nice house. How much is your house worth?
It's a big house, three floors, 3,300 square feet. I'd guess it's worth 1.4.
All right. And do you have a mortgage that remains on it?
I do.
How much is left?
288.
Oh, that's nice. What's the rate?
2.5 variable. I did interest only for many years and just took the money I saved and invested it.
Yeah, you're killing it now because you're like, oh, even if the rates go up a little bit, you've got time. How much is in your brokerage account?
What day is it?
It's just a day that ends with Y. Give me the approximate value.
About 1.6.
Oh, that's good. Okay. And what about retirement accounts?
About 1.6.
1.6 in both? In both retirement and
brokerage? More or less. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then I got cash, about 150, an emergency fund, and some gold.
Gold? Interesting. Is the retirement account a pre-tax account or a Roth account?
I got a little traditional, a little Roth, and a 401k.
Okay. How much is in gold for real?
About 60 grand.
How much do we need to generate from your accounts to float you? What's your need? What's your retirement need?
100 grand would be nice.
What do you mean? You're only making 100 now, and you're putting money into retirement, so it's less than 100.
I live pretty close to the bone.
Okay. All right. So you need 100 grand pre-tax is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I'd say so. And I'm on travel.
Okay. Is there any pension that's in your future?
No.
What about Social Security benefit?
67
yeah.
would be 3,300 and then 70 would be 4,100.
Anything else that I should know about?
The stocks. I'm almost all stocks, U.S. equities mostly, highly diversified portfolio, but probably a little riskier than you'd like.
Okay. But it's okay for you?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you'll have to shift that, obviously, if we're going to stop working. Do you really want to work? Stop like now? Is it the clock ticking for us right now?
Well, there's a lot of changes come up in my job. I've been doing the same thing for 30 years. I'm kind of burnt out. You know, I'm getting older. If I've got the money to enjoy life, why not?
Okay. You got kids or anything I got to worry about like anyone else?
I got one grown daughter through school, no debt.
Now, what happens if this relationship gets back on track? Does the game plan change then?
A little bit. She makes money, has her own business. She got some money sacked away. She's a Spanish citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably live over there part-time. I could get the health care there.
Mm. So let's just say you wait until you're 67 to draw your Social Security. We'll use that as like your baseline. So we need 7 years of $100,000, right? And you'll have to use the brokerage account essentially to fund that, right? You know, I'm sure that you have some capital gains on this account. So I am presuming that, I mean, I'm just going to do some simple math with you, that probably if you sold, if you sold out a little bit at a time and you fund your $100,000, we're going to deplete that. It's going to go down to $500,000 or $600,000 at the end of the terminus of this little era, the 60 to 67 year. So you're going to end up with, let's say, 500 grand in there, and you will have spent the money to finance 60 to 67. I'm being very conservative. And then at 67, you get your $3,300. Okay. And of course, you do have the rent, but I'm not really including that right this second. So then at 67, you can start pulling down a little bit less than that much money out of the brokerage account. But it seems to me that you're going to sort of deplete that account generally.
What about the 4% rule?
Yeah. I mean, 4% is not a great rule depending on where interest rates are. Let's say it's 3%. Okay. And then you'll see you're going to start digging into that account. And that account is all stocks right now, and it cannot be all stocks when you start needing your money. You're going to have to go into cash for chunks of it at a time to finance this.
What about REITs and pipelines, big dividend payers?
Yeah, you could have. Yeah, you
got a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, you could have that. There's risk in all of that, right? Do I think you can do this? Let me just go big picture. I actually think you probably can do it, but you have to be willing to spend down your assets. And if you're willing to do that and you're willing to screw your grown daughter out of any money, I'm only kidding. And whatever. She sounds like she's on her way anyway. But like, I think that you probably can do it. I think that there's a way to make it easier on yourself. So you want to know the various ways to make it easier on yourself is number one, keep working. Well, even though you're tired, you could sell your house. You could sell your house, cash out, rent yourself, and have a big chunk of moolah live in Spain some, live in Washington some, whatever, and you'll have more money available to you. That's the way the plan looks better to me, but you have to be willing to do that. I feel like you're a tiny bit close. Mark, do you disagree with this? Do you think he's in better shape than I'm painting?
I'm just curious, the rental income, like if he's in Spain, are they going to rent the whole house out? What does that look like?
Yeah, could you rent the whole house out?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, probably about $4,000 a month.
Yeah. I like that.
Big house near good schools.
Well, but then, of course, you have to live someplace when right. you come back. They're not going to rent it for 6 months at a time.
The wife has a really nice brand new condo.
So this separation, I have to say, is very bad for your finances. It would be much better if you got back together. So let's go back. Let's go into that upside of that scenario.
Okay.
If she's got her own money, she's yes. got her own place.
Yes.
Then you're golden. So figure out how to make it work. Spend some money on therapy and then you'll be in good shape.
I know.
I think on your own, you're a little close. It's like what we call in Wall Street, you're sort of pricing this to perfection and you're not giving yourself enough wiggle room. Because look, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how the markets are going to perform. I don't know what happens when to your oil and gas partnerships, when the price of oil goes from, you know, 120 to 150 to back to 80. Like, it's just, it's so hard to say. If you could work for a little bit more, that's one thing, which would help you, obviously. If you could sell the house and get liquid on that, that would help you. If you could rent the house and get more money coming in every month, that could be good for you. You know, it's interesting. It's like you've done a very good job of saving, but because your retirement need is this $100,000 a year, you know, don't forget all that money that's sitting in the 401k hasn't been taxed yet. So I got to pay tax on it. You don't have $1.6 million. It's less than that because you have to pay tax on it.
That might be too high, Jill, but I'm trying factoring in having to pay my own health insurance. And then if I reconcile, that's a no-brainer, right? No-brainer.
Oh, yeah,
right?
No-brainer. No-brainer. Yeah. Okay. So figure out how to make it work. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Figure it out, dude. Figure it out. Now, I mean, it sounds like you know what you're doing with your investments. You've got an idea, at least, that you think you know what you're doing. Be more conservative than you're being. That's what I want to encourage you to do.
Bonds?
No, I'm just saying in general, with your assumptions and like life has been good for you for the last 30 years. You've been an investor in an incredibly vibrant 30-year period.
Yes.
Right? So let's downgrade what you think can happen in the future and then see if the plan works. If you do that, then you'll end up where I am, which is you're pretty close. You know, oftentimes when I have these conversations, it's like I price to disaster and then I work backwards and you price to perfection. So somewhere in the middle of the two of us is something. The reason why I price to disaster is that I'm too much, I'm worried for all of you guys. And I have to look at like, what if it was the 10% scenario where the blank hit the fan? I would be worried about that. So I want to put you in a place where you don't have to price to perfection and you can put yourself in a place where I don't have to price for disaster. You got some wills and you got some power of attorney, healthcare proxy. Going to make sure your daughter gets it if you walk out on the street right now and get hit by a bus.
I got a will, not the other stuff.
Get a healthcare proxy and get a power of attorney. Healthcare proxy is actually more important when you're 59 years old. And, you know, since we're in sort of the same age-ish, late 50s, you know, that's when bad things happen. And you want to make sure that you have something documented. And living out of the country is right. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from you in Spain. Scott from Washington, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to know how to spend the next chapter of your life and whether you're prepared to turn the page to get to that chapter, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and we will be delighted to walk you through the scenario. Do you think that that's right, Mark? That I really do. I price everything to disaster and I go backwards from that. It's why you guys love me. It's like, it's very good to have a wimpy friend. You can be really aggressive and then I can be wimpy and it'll all be good. Don't forget to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And would you mind please to leave us a rating and review? Especially if you're one of the people who comes on the air with us. I mean, you should be felling over us, for God's sakes. So leave a rating and review on Apple. Mark really wants to beef that up a little bit. Okay, do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.